G4 is EGS, right to mobile.
EG4 CGX, Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey. That's Chuck.
AR4 ETW, I think that's Chuck. This is KG4 Zulu Golf Sierra. It's Chris over here in Campabella.
Okay, Chris, I thought that was you. Zulu, give me that last.
No problem. It's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra.
Yeah, I'm trying to put that in my memory bank. What are you doing this evening?
Well, my son's hollering at me from the back seat, so you're probably hearing some of that, but my family and I are on our way back home from the Mexican restaurant down the road.
Yeah, I may lose you a little bit right here, getting in a low spot, but yeah, I just been old Taylor's, had a little dinner over there. I'm coming back to Campbell.
Right on, dude. Yeah, we went down to Lyman. We drove down 357, went to the guacamole over there.
You ever get a chance, go up Columbus. They got a Mexican restaurant up there. It's real good.
Right on. I haven't been to the Mexican restaurant in Columbus. I've been to a couple in Tryon.
Name of it, but go up 26, just hook a right, and then be down there on the right. Real good place to eat.
Right on, dude. Yeah, I grew up in Georgia, but my wife did too, so... down in the south, we got lots of good choices for good Mexican food. Briefly, my wife and I moved up to Philadelphia, and we lived there for almost 2 years, and there was not but like 3 Mexican restaurants that we were aware of in the entire city, and none of them brought chips and salsa out to you. They're, like, if you wanted chips and salsa, you have to pay like $7 or $8. I was just like, once we got back down south, I was like, man, Toronto.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm originally out of Louisiana myself. And, you know, we just get a bit down there.
Louisiana, do you prefer the Cajun or the Creole?
Yeah, I'd call a little bit of everything down there, but the Cajun was the main one. They called us Cajuns. We lived off the flat mile. My old CB handle on the radio back in the CB days was the Bayou Boy.
I might have to start calling you the Bayou Boy, dude. I love it, man. That is awesome.
I was raised in my early years down there, but I've been in South Carolina since about 66, 67.
Right on. Well, my wife and I have lived in South Carolina for a little over 12 years now, and we're loving it.
Weather. All the time good weather, you know. We get snows or storms, but get that anywhere.
You're a hometown guy for me. I shouldn't say hometown, but new hometown, being in Campabella. That's, man, it's just beautiful country out here, dude. That's why everybody's moving out here, man.
The more I wish it still was.
We moved to Campabella about 8 years ago, a little over 8 years ago, and it was right before the explosion, and we bought a pre-existing house, and now they're just clear-cutting and subdivision and everything.
Yeah, up there where you are, they're doing a lot of it. They're still a good bit around here, but I've been here since, my wife's from this home place, I've been here since 84.
Yeah, I was born in 87, so I can't claim that.
That's full grown by then.
And well, good chatting with you. I talked to you a few times earlier this year, but I ain't talked to you in a little minute. So thanks for getting back to me on the QSO, and I know they're getting ready for their net here in a few minutes. So I'll let you get back to your drive from Taylor's, and we're about to roll through Holly Springs right now, and just on the way, bud. So, KR4 ETW from KG4 ZGS. Nice to talk to you, Chuck, and 73s, bud.
Sounds good. I just pulled in the driveway over here off Holly Springs Church Road in that area. So we'll catch you on next time. Y'all be careful going home. TR4 ETW, to be clear.